Welcome to this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on arranging jungle bass wobble with modern punch and vintage soul. In this session, we're not just designing a bass sound. We're building a bass arrangement that feels like a real performance. The goal is to get that classic jungle energy where the bass line breathes with the breakbeat, while still sounding tight, heavy, and current enough for a modern D&B mix. We'll work with stock Ableton tools and keep the whole process practical. Clean sub, moving mid bass, soulful vocal style response, automation, resampling, and arrangement variation. If you've ever had a bass sound that was cool in a loop but fell apart once you tried to build a full track, this lesson is for you. First, set your project tempo to 172 BPM. That puts us right in the classic jungle and drum and bass zone. Then create your tracks. You'll want a kick and snare drum rack, hats and percussion, a sub bass track, a mid bass wobble track, a soul chop or vocal phrase track, a bass FX or resample track, and a couple of return tracks for reverb and delay. Group all the bass-related tracks into a bass group right away. That gives you much better control later when you start shaping the arrangement and the bus sound. Now, before we get into sound design, think arrangement. Jungle bass works best when it feels like a conversation, not a loop, a conversation. So instead of repeating the same bar over and over, aim for 2-bar and 4-bar phrases. Let the bass answer the drums, then let the vocal chop answer the bass. Build tension, release it, then change the rhythm before the listener gets too comfortable. Let's start with the sub. This is the engine room. It should be simple, solid, and mono. Load operator on the sub bass track and set oscillator to a sine wave. Turn off the other oscillators. Keep the attack ultra short, around 0 to 5 milliseconds. Use a decay that fits the note length you want, somewhere around 150 to 300 milliseconds for tighter phrases, or longer if you want more sustain. Keep the release controlled, around 50 to 120 milliseconds, so the notes don't smear into each other. For the MIDI pattern, don't overcrowd the sub. Jungle and D&B breathe because the bass leaves space for the kick and snare. Use syncopation, short notes, and occasional octave jumps if you want movement, but keep the deepest notes centered around the root so the low end stays grounded. Then process the sub lightly. Put EQ 8 first and gently high pass around 20 to 25 Hz to remove useless rumble. If the kick and sub are clashing, make a small cut somewhere in the 50 to 80 Hz area, but only if necessary. After that, use utility to keep the bass mono and set the width to 0% if needed. If the sub is still too hot, trim the gain rather than crushing it with heavy compression. The rule here is simple. The sub should feel like a stable engine under everything else. Now let's build the wobble mid bass. This is where the character lives. Load Waveeatable and start with something saw-like, square-like, or Reese-friendly. Use two oscillators with a bit of detune, but keep the unison sensible. 2 to 4 voices is usually enough. We want weight, not a blurry cloud. Add a low-pass filter, like LP24 or MS2, and give it some drive. The movement comes from LFO modulation. Use LFO1 to modulate filter cutoff, Waveeatable position, and maybe a little fine detune. Keep the LFO sync to the track, and try values like 1/8 or 1/16 depending on how busy you want the wobble to feel. The important thing is to treat the wobble like a phrase, not a constant effect. A strong jungle bassline has tension changes. It opens up, it closes down, it pulls back, then hits harder. After Waveeatable, add saturator with soft clip-on. A drive of 2 to 6 dB can bring out density and make the bass feel more alive. Then EQ 8 to clean it up. Cut mud around 200 to 400 Hz if it gets boxy, and if you need more presence, add a little energy around 700 Hz to 2K Hz. High pass this layer around 90 to 140 Hz so the sub stays in charge of the bottom end. If the bass is fighting the drums, use a compressor or glue compressor and sidechain it gently from the kick. We want movement, but not obvious EDM style ducking, just enough to make room. Here's a key teacher tip. Don't make the wobble move evenly all the time. Instead, automate the feeling of density. For example, keep bars 1 and 2 relatively restrained, open the filter a bit more in bars 3 and 4, then create a brief stop or choke, and finally bring in a wider, brighter variation. That kind of phrasing is what makes the bassline feel arranged rather than programmed. Now for the vintage soul element, which is especially important here because this lesson sits in the vocals area of D&B production. You can work with an actual vocal phrase, a spoken ad-lib, or a chopped melodic fragment. Load it into simpler in slice mode, then trigger the slices from MIDI notes. You can time stretch or pitch shift the chops until they sit in the groove. Keep them high past around 120 to 200 Hz, then add a little saturation for warmth. A short, tempo synced echo or delay can give it that dubby jungle atmosphere, and a dark, short reverb can help it float without washing out the break. If you don't have a vocal sample, you can fake that human quality with synthesis. Use drift or wave editable and shape the filter envelope in a way that feels like a vocal formant, almost like an ah or ooh gesture. Add glide if you want the notes to bend into each other a little. The goal is not to sound literally like a singer. The goal is to give the arrangement a human reply. And that reply matters. Think of the bass as asking a question, and the vocal chop as answering it. Or the other way around. Let the snare land in the gap. That kind of call and response is pure jungle energy, and it keeps the groove alive. Now let's talk about the relationship between bass and drums. The breakbeat is not just something the bass sits under. It's the framework the bass needs to respect. The snare is usually the anchor, so try placing bass notes just after the kick or in the spaces between the snare hits. Don't crowd every transient. Let the break speak. Sidechain the bass group to the kick or drum bus so the low end clears out just enough to keep the groove punchy. Keep the attack fast, around 1 to 5 milliseconds, and set the release somewhere around 50 to 120 milliseconds depending on the tempo and feel. For a more polished modern result, sidechain the mid bass more than the sub. That gives you modern clarity without destabilizing the bottom. Now let's build the arrangement like a record, not a loop. A good starting structure is a few bars of teasing, then a fuller groove, then a lift, then a peak phrase. In the first couple of bars, you might only hear the filtered sub and a ghostly vocal fragment. Then bring in the full break and the mid-bass wobble, but keep the filter fairly closed. After that, open the cutoff more, increase saturation a touch, and let the vocal chop answer more often. By the final phrase, you can widen the wobble, add more mid-range bite, and create a little tension with a bass dropout or a short fill. The real advanced move here is variation. Every 4 or 8 bars, change something. Change the note rhythm, the octave, the filter motion, the placement of the vocal chop, the saturation amount, or the timing of the dropouts. It does not have to be dramatic. In fact, small changes often work best. The listener should feel that the bass is evolving, even if the core identity stays the same. One of the most powerful techniques in this lesson is resampling. Record your bass performance to audio for 4 to 8 bars, then chop it and rearrange it. This gives you natural variation, tiny timing imperfections, and a more record-like feel. A resampled bass can also be reversed, stuttered, or chopped into fills. That's where a lot of the vintage soul comes from. The bass stops sounding like a perfectly repeated MIDI loop and starts sounding like a lived-in performance. After that, group the bass layers and process them together. On the bass group, use EQ8 to clean up any mud around 250 to 400 Hz. Add glue compressor with a low ratio, and only mild gain reduction to glue the layers together. Use saturator with soft clip-on for extra harmonics, and a little more density. Then use utility to check that the width stays controlled and the mono compatibility is solid. If you want more edge, you can add a little drum bus on the mid-bass layer, but keep it subtle. The goal is cohesion, not over-processing. A few common mistakes to watch for. First, don't make the low end wide. Keep the sub mono. Second, don't let the wobble move constantly without variation. That gets tiring fast. Third, don't bury the soul element so deep that it loses identity. It should feel like a hook or counterhook, not background noise. Fourth, don't let the bass and break fight for the same space. And fifth, don't distort the sub too hard. Distortion belongs more on the mid layer than the true low end. If you want to go further, add a reese layer under the wobble for thickness, but keep it filtered and controlled. Try subtle pitch envelopes for extra impact at the start of notes. Automate drive as well as cutoff so the heavy sections feel more alive. Create choke points by muting the bass briefly before a drop or fill. And if you resample through a chain-like saturator, auto-filter, echo and EQ8, then chop the result back into the arrangement, you can get a really nice blend of grime, nostalgia, and modern impact. Here's a great practice exercise. Build a 16-bar bass arrangement at 172 BPM. In the first 4 bars, use mostly sub with a filtered vocal chop at the end. In bars 5 to 8, add the mid-bass wobble and keep the filter fairly closed. In bars 9 to 12, open the wobble more, automate the saturation, and change the bass rhythm. In the final 4 bars, make a more aggressive variation, resample one section, chop it into a fill, and finish with a bass dropout or a reverse vocal tail. The aim is to make the whole thing feel like one cohesive performance with at least 3 variations. So the big takeaway is this. Vintage soul comes from phrasing and texture, while modern punch comes from control and impact. If you arrange those 2 ideas with intention, Your jungle bass stops sounding like a loop and starts sounding like a record. Lock in the sub. Shape the wobble, let the vocal chops speak, and always arrange with contrast. That's how you get that dark, soulful, heavy DNB energy that still hits hard in a modern mix. If you want, I can also turn this into a more concise voiceover version, a 16-bar MIDI guide, or a step-by-step Ableton rack recipe.